I'm here at Imperial War Museum North with artist Nalini Milani, who was most recently showing her work In Search of Vanished Blood in Edinburgh as part of Lights Out for 1418 Now. We're really pleased that she will be showing a version of this work for Asia Triennial Manchester this year. Nalini, I wanted to ask you to speak a little bit about your use of beauty in your work.
I use beauty as a device, and I love making beautiful things with paint as well as with light. And the reason why I use video is I can create moving images with light and with shadows. This is a means of seducing the viewer into my space and then telling my story. And then it becomes a more manageable, let me say, to tell my narrative and in some sense also to touch the viewer.
You address a lot of issues that are actually quite tough. Do you want to speak a little bit about the sorts of issues that you're covering with this very beautiful work, but they are quite hard hitting?
Yes. Well, I have a philosophy of life, in which is that femininity and masculinity are for me abstract ideas that operate in each one of us, male and female. So when there is conflict and violence, I think it's more the masculinity that is operative, and I try in my work to show the balance so that the feminine side or feminine thought and feminine instinct takes over, so that it creates a kind of a dilution of the aggressive male part.
You're showing this work at Imperial War Museum North. How do you feel that this showing differs from maybe other places that you've shown this work?
Well, it's a more public sphere, and I notice the public that comes in is from varied communities, and there are many children who are coming in, and it's much more public. And, you know, normally in an art gallery, there would be a very specific kind of class of people who come in. And therefore, I think it's very important to show a work here that communicates.
Thank you very much, Nalini. You can see the work at Imperial War Museum North from the 27th of September until the 23rd of November.